You're tuning into the Active Mom Podcast with physical therapist, Dr. Carrie Pagliano, a real mom's guide to all things postpartum return to workouts after baby. If you're a postpartum mom, coach, trainer, or physical therapist looking for answers on how to get back to running, CrossFit, yoga, Pilates, HIIT, you name it, without the fear of pelvic floor issues or doing something wrong, this is the podcast for you. Let's start the show.
Okay, we are live, and I am so excited to have one of my local favorites, Meredith El-Amin, here. Meredith is not only a former behavior analyst, but she is current owner of South Arlington Fitness and Nutrition. And I met you through a mutual friend of ours, Anthony Lowe, who's a physio in Australia. And I didn't even realize I was at your gym and you owned it, which was really funny. But you also have this awesome background in yoga and movement and all this stuff. So I was just saying to Meredith that, like, her perspective to me is so rich. So I wanted to bring Meredith on to just chat about, you know, how we can be better about working with our clients, not only if you're in, you know, CrossFit situation, but like if you're trying to get clients back to sport and so on. So we're going to dive right in. Question number one. So these are like huge questions that we're going to solve the world's problems in 15 minutes. So the biggest challenges that you see coaches and trainers deal with when working with moms who are trying to get back to, you know, whether it's running or even just regular CrossFit sorts of things, what do you see most commonly?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing, for those that aren't maybe familiar with CrossFit format, a lot of times it's a class. And so athletes will come in and maybe be postpartum, at the coach doesn't know. I think the biggest problem is probably anonymity. They're just ready to get back to work, and who knows, for whatever reason, they're not ready to communicate or don't know that they can communicate with their coach. I think that's problem number one. And then a very, very close second, at least in CrossFit classes, is most CrossFit coaches don't have training in postpartum or pregnancy. Yeah. And we have the education to support them, other than do what you think, right? Or do what you're comfortable with. So I think those two are pretty, probably neck and neck for me.
Yeah, no, I think so too. There's two things on that. One is if it's your first time, especially in a CrossFit space, and that's where I think I'm somewhat unique, because I came to it after having kids, where so many women come to it before. But even then, I almost feel like it's harder if you did that sport before and you're trying to get back to it, because the expectations are so high. I mean, look at Annie Thoris' daughter, you know, for crying out loud, like she's popping her pelvic floor exercises up there. I'm like, why don't you process a little bit before you teach? It's kind of intimidating going into that space. Having those conversations with coaches that they may not realize that it's different. So I think that's a huge, huge challenge for sure. With running specifically, because running is such a small part of the class or the workout, do you find that a lot of women will skip it and ask for another option, and maybe that's a key in, or what do you think?
So they might skip it, but what I think is happening more often than not is they're pushing through. They'll go on the run, it won't feel right, or they'll have another symptom like maybe leakage, and they'll assume that's how it's supposed to be right now.
Yep.
And they, you know, there's still a lack of like tuning in to the body and going, maybe something needs to be addressed differently here. And it's more of the athlete mindset of like push through anything that feels like adversity.
Yeah. That kind of actually just rolls right into this. The biggest mistakes that we see with women trying to get back to working out. And again, one piece I didn't mention is you have a good bit of background in nutrition as well. So, I mean, you can really hit on all the things, like where what do moms do? Where do they begin?
Yeah. So the overarching theme I see is just they're jumping in too fast, too hard. Like they want progress yesterday and they want, you know, result. They want to be back to, you know, some semblance of themselves. They want, it's just all too much too fast.
Yeah.
So a lot of times that comes without seeing someone like you first, like a pelvic floor physical therapist. They're just like cleared by the the doctor, who may or may not know what they're looking for in terms of pelvic floor dysfunction or healing. And then a lack of any kind of programmed breath work to the core. So they'll kind of skip over those pieces and go right for as much as they can handle, and then keep pushing that envelope, and maybe see problems later on down the line.
Yeah. Do you find that you can kind of identify any characteristics where you've got somebody that might need to be pushed a little bit harder because they're just scared to do anything, versus that person that needs to be kind of reined back in a little bit, that they think, oh, well, I should be able to, you know, do pull-ups on, you know, day 6 week one day?
Yeah, I see both. So typically if it's an athlete, meaning like it's someone who's been doing either CrossFit or marathons or some kind of like, you know, decent regimen of training for a while in their life and then got pregnant, they're usually pushing a little bit too hard too fast. And then if I see someone who's like, I need to sort of address what's happened to my body postpartum, and they're like, let me join CrossFit because it is a little bit more open and accessible these days, they're maybe a little bit shy of everything. So it kind of, I think it kind of depends on where they're coming from, pre-baby.
So go back to pre-baby, you know, how do we start having these conversations, especially with moms that it's their first time, they don't know what's coming, and we're trying to prepare them for everything, but not scare the crap out of them.
Nothing prepares you.
No, it doesn't. In full disclosure, you're pregnant with number three right now.
The best we can hope for is that it's more involved in the dialogue. You know, I don't know about you, but when I got pregnant with my first baby, it was like, okay, let me go on an information hunt. And I kept looking in as much as I could. And so, you know, something's better than nothing. So if we think if there's information just out there, it'll be more in the dialogue between moms and on mom groups and moms and things like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then question number three, for you, like if you were talking to somebody that either they want to get involved in working with moms or they're new to it, whether it's in fitness, nutrition, even, you know, physical therapists, because there's there's such a surge, I think, now across the board, at least what I'm seeing, that women are specifically female therapists are getting involved in postpartum care, not because of issues they've had themselves, but because they're genuinely interested in wanting to work with this population, where I think historically so many of us, we kind of fell into it. I did before, but people fall into it because they've had issues themselves, and then they really kind of dive into it more. What are your tips for them?
Well, I think it goes for any professional education and continuing education. Yes, you can start to work with folks, but you have to be super cautious about what you're saying is the truth or right or wrong. Really stay within your scope of what, you know, you've been trained to advise and coach and support with. I think the second tip that I would have for any fitness professional or and I branch nutrition under that is the use of something called motivational interviewing. It's a set of techniques used to help the practitioner or the coach guide versus tell, direct, or lecture. And I think when you can bring that sense of control back to the woman, the female, the athlete, they have a natural intelligence. Right. And so they have the ability to make decisions for themselves about what they do. And Brianna Battles talks about this a lot, the pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. And I firmly believe this across nutrition and CrossFit and running and everything, is to be able to educate in a way that's not authoritative. Guiding. And I think that takes practice, and there are ways out there that you can learn to utilize as a coach. And I think third is to actively coach mindset. Like, don't leave that out of whatever it is that you're being hired to support with, whether it's, again, CrossFit, running, physical therapy, or nutrition. It kind of doesn't matter. I think that if there's some mindset woven in there along those lines of how to listen to your body, how to discern, you know, short-term goals from long-term goals, and what you want out of what you're about to do. And
I the more I talk to both moms and professionals that work with postpartum moms, I think even matching up of mindset. And I have a colleague on Instagram who come find out, we've never met, but you know how this stuff goes. Like, we've matted because of prolapse, but come to find out she's getting like her PhD and all this sort of, you know, psychology sorts of things. And she's really found this gigantic mismatch in, we have these expectations of, as providers, what we have said and what we have, you know, set up with our clients. And when our clients walk out the door, they didn't hear that, or what came across was something very different. And so I, you know, the two things that you mentioned there, the motivational interviewing and kind of that collaborative, we're doing this, moving forward together, you have a role, I have a role, and the mindset piece, like, I don't know how you can go forward and not do those things, you know?
Yeah. I think it comes up, and then you go, well, as a coach, you go, oh, I got to address this. I don't know how, I don't know what, like,
right.
And then it becomes obvious. Like, that's a hole in my coaching. I need to figure out how to support mindset.
Yeah. And honestly, I think we're lucky as pelvic PTs, because we generally do have a little bit more time one-on-one with clients, and coaches, I think, because you just have more reps to kind of establish that rapport. But, you know, listening and hearing in the subcontext, whatever other things that they're telling you, you know, they can tell you, I want to do A, B, and C, but you're also hearing, gosh, they didn't sleep last night, all these other things are going on. And you kind of have to go after that stuff first. I literally have had clients that said, I haven't slept because I've got three kids, and just tell me this one exercise that's going to make my symptoms better. When I'm like, actually, you just need to get some sleep.
Yeah.
And I need to talk about how to get you some social outlets.
Yeah, you didn't know you were here for therapy, but girl, I got you.
Well, you know me, I got everybody on speed dial, but.
No, I mean, you're talking about holistic coaching.
Yeah.
Holistic,
right.
Professionalism, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, there's also a difference between, you know, being able to know that superficially and have a resource to refer to, then feeling ownership over, oh, now I have to handle all that. And that's where I think having, you know, people locally that I'm like, okay, I've got a gym for you. And guess what? They have virtual options and they have in-person options. So they got you covered either way. They've got nutrition options. Like, for me, that's been a godsend to be able to be like, I've got people that we have, you know, we think the same, they'll be a nice collaborative team member and not necessarily, you know, worry about, you know, wheelhouses and that sort of thing. So,
Exactly.
For you, one last question, because this one I just came up with because I think it's a really good one. For you, what were the voices as you were going through this as a professional and as an athlete, the voices that ended up resonating with you? What was it about those voices that resonated with you? And then maybe what was it about voices that you might have kind of thought were, oh, maybe this is it. And then you realize you're like, oh, nope, I got to steer clear of that. I just wanted your thoughts on that as you were kind of coming up.
I think the voices that were doing things maybe unintentionally in the scope of motivational interviewing, maybe intentionally, I don't know, where they would ask the right questions to get me to come up with where I was mentally, physically, and hear my own words versus the resources or professionals that would say, do this, don't do this, don't do that. So I think it comes down to feeling like I was being guided versus directed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So Did that give you, oh, go ahead.
Your turn.
No, I was gonna say, like, did that make you feel kind of more ownership over the process, do you think? Yeah.
Oh, easy. I mean, when I was going through my postpartum journey on myself, my second one, it was like, well, you know, I've got this kind of boring compared to what I'm used to doing, you know, program to work through.
Yeah.
Me deciding to do that was a huge part of me actually doing it.
Yes.
Being told you need to do this or else.
Yeah.
The only way. It's all about, I think, presentation and then letting the mom make her own decisions.
Yeah.
And then highlighting, like, where do you want this to go? What do you want right now? And in conjunction with what do you want in the future? It's a huge, huge piece. But yeah, that autonomy of like self-governing my next steps. I'm an athlete. I'm a mom. I'm a strong woman. I can make my own decisions, right? I just need, you know, reputable, resourceful, inspiring, you know, professionals to help guide and light the path a little bit. And, you know, a lot of that comes with just trust, but also how they communicate, how they talk about it.
That was so good. And you know, that had been your second time through too. I'm trying to think, like, I feel like my practice has evolved and so much more of it. And you've said it way more eloquently than I could have, is that I like to lay out options and I'm like, you tell me what's going to work for you and I'll roll with that. Because I can give you the best possible thing in the world, but if it doesn't fit in with your thoughts on how this is going to go, we're just going to be like this. And it can't be that way. It has to be us kind of moving along together. It's up to me to lay out the information the best I know it. But ultimately at the end of the day, you have to take the step forward because you're in the body that you're in. And this is, you know,
And ultimately, I think we will have women that come to us and say, just tell me what to do. I don't want any more decisions.
I see that too. And the hard part with that one too, is you're like, okay, so you might not like this either.
Right. What's the probability on a scale of 1 to 10 that you'll do it?
Right. Well, yeah, no. And then they're like, no, but I think there's like a Reels meme or something like that. You know, to be successful, you need to get up at 4:30 a.m. No, you need to eat healthy. No, you need to exercise. No. Well, then what are you going to do? You know? Yeah. No. That's good. Okay, cool. That was a good question. I'm glad I asked it. So awesome. Well, if you want to find Meredith, your Instagram handle, I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm going to have you say it.
Okay. Live, love, Yoli, like yoga and Oli, Yoli, fit.
Love that. Love Meredith. Here, actually, you know what? I can make it a thing. Spell it out for me. It's
love, Yoli Fit.
YOLI Fit.
Yeah, that's it. And then the gym one is South Arlington Fit.
Because in my head, when I read this, it's Live Your Life Fit. But that's not what it says. It
sounds like a good one, too. So why not?
And you were at South Arlington Fitness and Nutrition, formerly CrossFit South Arlington. That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on. If you want to find Meredith, this is how you find her. And thank you for kind of using your rich background and just giving people some things to think about. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie. See you soon.
Bye.
Did you enjoy the podcast? If so, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and tell a friend to do the same. Listen up, postpartum pros. Are you tired of feeling like you're throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping they stick with your postpartum return to run clients? If you're looking for a framework that simplifies your rehab plans and makes the complicated stuff easy, it's time to get on the waitlist for the next cohort of the Real Mom's Guide to Postpartum Return to Run Pro Edition. Back again this April. This podcast represents the opinions of Dr. Carrie Pagliano and her guests to the show. The content should not be taken as medical advice and is for entertainment purposes only. Always consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions.